at Randwick in September of last year. He's been to Randwick. He's trialled at Warwick Farm. He won at Eagle Farm just before Christmas. He ran second in the Magic Millions at the Gold Coast. He trialled at Canterbury and Warwick Farm. Then he came back. He's run third at Randwick. He ran in the slipper, then you freshened up and he won the champagne. So you're right in saying that he is a well-travelled and seasoned colt.
Yeah, he is. There's nothing like travelling a young colt, providing they have the right temperament and constitution to go with it. And this all certainly does. And we were counting up his racetrack, I think, that he'd been on or seen. Even leading up to the Magic Millions, I think I'm about 10 then. So, he's certainly well travelled, and doesn't really matter which way I'm going or what track. He's been on big tracks, tighter tracks. It doesn't really seem to matter. So, the weight pull is the attraction, and probably the trip, the 1300, looks to be right up his alley.
48 kilos, and Nikita Berryman to take the ride.
Yeah, that's right. Nikita's been riding well for the stable. She won on Bands on Fire and won a stakes race on Nantali, and she won the first Group 1 back in 2007, so hopefully she can do it again.
Yeah, let's hope so. Hey, mate, you've come such a long way in all your training ranks. It was a beautiful vision there on Saturday of all the owners of Kinetna, and I could see the joy in your face. But all the owners, you must pinch yourself, you know, that you've made it to where you are with a big future ahead.
Oh, yeah, I don't tend to think like that. You're always sort of looking forward or looking how you can improve or do something better. But, it's been a lot of fun. And those group of owners especially have had horses with me for a long time. They've had great success with Darren Weir. And this horse, you know, they said as soon as the issues happened there, you know, the horse comes straight across. And they already sort of had a plan in place, and we just followed it, and picked up the Coolmore on the way. So, it's been a great ride and a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has. And has Kinetna gone out?
No.
No?
She just bounced through the run. She even seemed brighter today. She was dragging me around up here, and I'll just have a look at the PJ O'Shea. She might have a look at that. Almost the same course and distance. Group 2 weight for age. She might run in that.
All right. That tells us just how well the horse has come through. Mate, thank you for taking our call. Good luck with the week ahead with Dubious. It's a big ask, to take on the older, but you've spelled it out well while you're doing it with the 48 kilos and at 1300. Thanks a lot, Kieran.
Thanks a lot. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Kieran Maher, joining us there from the Gold Coast. Caroline Searcy's our last guest, as normal on a Tuesday. She didn't have a lot of sleep. Actually, she had about 3 hours, I reckon. That's how much, Caroline, didn't you? You didn't know you were editing long into the night.
Oh, look, it's not too bad, Andrew. I'm just heading up to the Magic Millions for the weanling sale today, so I needed to get the show finished off. But no, it's all there, and it's come together very nicely.
All right. I'm looking forward to a chat here with the CEO of Racing Queensland.
Well, that's right. Brendan Parnell, of course, he was the man who founded Bred to Win. I think he says it was 23 years ago. So he's back on Bred to Win as the CEO of Racing Queensland. And I had a chat with Brendan. It's really quite interesting what they're doing, working in with breeders, you know, things like the cutest bonuses and the races with the extra prize money in Queensland, really trying to incentivise not just, of course, the breeding industry, but to help, you know, with more foals and more, you know, numbers within the race field. So really interesting having a chat with Brendan about the state of racing and breeding in Queensland.
Well, Sir Henry Plumtree has got a beautiful gig over in New Zealand for the new owners of Cambridge Stud. I'd love to be Henry. He's over there and he's getting new stallions coming into Cambridge, and you've got a story on them this morning or tomorrow.
We do indeed. Look, Brendan and Joe Lindsay, they've owned racehorses for a number of years. They had Briante, who won a Galaxy a few years back. So we chat with Brendan and Joe and find out just a bit more about them. And I think you're right, Henry and his wife, Michelle, you know, I think they're really loving the best of both worlds, living in New Zealand and obviously still spending a lot of time in New Zealand. And they really want to promote what Cambridge is doing to the Australian, you know, whether it be buyers or people sending mares over to their stallions. They had a big launch for Roaring Lion, one of their new stallions, yesterday, and David Redvers from Qatar Racing was over there. So, you know, they're really being proactive and really telling people about what they're doing. And you'll hear their backstory this evening on Bred to Win.
And finally, a couple of other little snippets, particularly with Andy Williams.
Yes, Andy Williams, he bought the sales topper at the English Weanling Sale just recently. So a daughter of Sri Candy. We hear from Andy Williams about what it's like, you know, the buzz of getting the horse that you really want at the sales. That's in English Sales Stories. And of course, Matt Smith, that's the other little interstitial or the little small segment tonight in Arrowfield, the horse who made you love racing. Really great to hear from Matt Smith about some of, you know, the way his family get involved, Mel and the kids in racing and horses and where it all started for Matt.
All right, that's all on tonight's Bred to Win. What time's it on, Carolyn?
8 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Sydney time, Andrew, and of course live streamed on racingnewsouthwales.com.au, but channel 528, 8 o'clock tonight.
Good on you. Have a safe trip to the Gold Coast. Hope you got a bit of an umbrella or something, have you?
Yeah, I gather it's a bit damp up there, that's true.
Yeah, no, exactly. Have a good week. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Caroline Ceci there talking about Bred to Win on tonight at 8 o'clock. That's it for our news hour. I tell you, there's no shortage in the Bensley notebook this morning. There is stacks of notes. It'll be all on social media later on if you want to check it out, if you have missed part of the program. And all the podcast interviews will be up through the day as well on skysportsradio.com.au. In fact, a lot of them are there now. After the news break, Cosgrove's in, and so too Wayne Harris to look at Kembla Grange.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. Controversial Sydney businessman Salim Mahaja has walked free from prison after spending 11 months behind bars for electoral fraud. The former Auburn mayor is also facing new charges relating to driving charges from 6 years ago. Rural and Regional Shadow Minister Joel Fitzgibbon is considering a move to the top of the Labor Party following the departure of Bill Shorten. Chris Bowen is also another name that's being mentioned for the leadership role. And laundromats in St Kilda are being used as makeshift drug dens, according to recent footage. Addicts can be seen shooting up and dealing around children in broad daylight. In sports news, rugby league commentator Phil Gould believes that Cooper Cronk will be an immortal, along with Billy Slater and Cameron Smith. Gould believes the bond the trio had brought the best out of each other in games at every level. Carlton coach Brendan Bolton may be looking for another coaching gig following the 2019 AFL season. The Blues sit at the bottom of the ladder with only one win so far from 9 matches played. And the Golden State Warriors are just 1 win away from a 5th consecutive NBA Finals appearance. The defending NBA champions take on Portland later today in Game 4 of their Western Conference Finals series. A win means they will either play Milwaukee or Toronto in the next stage of the season. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
BP and play the BP Run for your chance to win snacks, cash, even a new car. Don't miss out. Run to BP today. T's and C's apply. LTPS 1932143. Homebush Parramatta Road. We get wires down between Centenary Drive and Bridge Road, affecting both directions. Diversions in place there. Heavy traffic. Ramble. Parramatta Road just past Woodville Road down towards Good Street. A very heavy Pennant Hills Road. Both directions through Thornley at the moment. Don't miss the action when the Parramatta Eels take on the Penrith Panthers this Thursday night at Bankwest Stadium. Kickoff 7:50 p.m. Pre-purchase and save at nrl.com/tickets. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to the races every day throughout New South Wales. Saturday, the biggest day of all, you can rely on Racing HQ for interviews, tips and all the tab markets. Racing HQ kicks off every Saturday morning from 6:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
It's the hottest tourist destination on the planet and just happens to host one of the world's greatest horse racing events. I'm talking about the Land of the Rising Sun and the Japan Cup. Leaving Friday, November 22 with Ambassador Travel, you'll tour the city of Tokyo and be dazzled by the clash of the old and the new cultures. Next up, trackside and allocated seats among 200,000 locals to witness the cup itself. Then, jump onto the famous bullet train, whiz past Mount Fuji to the traditional heart of Japan, Kyoto. In between, you can shop or simply marvel at the ancient delights. Or even better, extend to Hong Kong for International Race Week. Call Ambassador Travel now, 1-800-777-989, or log on to ambassadortravel.com.au.
Kevin Tari dashes away in the Randwick Guineas.
Introducing the best miler of his generation, Kevin Tari, a strikingly handsome son of Lonro and record-breaking Group 1 Randwick Guineas winner. His victory is rated by Timeform as the best ever in the race's history, beating fellow Group 1 winners, Trapeze Artist, Ace High and Argento. Kevin Tari, now standing at Dali for $33,000, including GST. Start with a Dali Stallion and the rest will follow.
It's Tabs, who are you backing? The betting game show that's nowhere near as exciting as a same game multi. Now, a same game multi lets you combine bets like head to head with first try scorer and total points. You can even combine your same game multi with a racing single. This game show, on the other hand, is just me and Tony. Tell us what you did on the weekend, Tony.
Well,
that's exciting, but not as exciting as the same game multi from Tab. Who are you backing? Available online to New South Wales, Vic and ACT account holders only. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Now, it is 14 past 10, and we're going to take a look at Kembla Grange Racing today. With a fine, a good four there. Wayne Harris joins us. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Mr. Cosgrove. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, mate. Now, we've got a nice day. Fine, a good four.
Absolutely beautiful day, mate. Absolutely beautiful.
All right, now today we bounce the ball with a maiden, 1,400. One is out, two Volcanic, 34. Three Auburn Boy, $4.60. Number four, Statuesque, is $1.60. Five Ramstein, $4.80. Six Benfica Made, six. Seven Apricot, 81 and eight out. Favourite here is Shorty, four Statuesque at $1.60.
Probably should win, Sean, from the Woodhouse Bot Camp. She's only had one career run. She's beaten by a City Place Getter. At his private run in prior run, Regent Street, and she tried hard on that occasion. It wasn't a huge field, but she was caught a little bit wide and had to do a bit of work. I've gone 4, 5, 6, and 3, put her on top. I think Joe Ryan's 2-year-old Ramstein from the good draw. He's had three career runs, and two of them have been in good City Class races. On debut, he wasn't beaten far by the smart Deep Sea. His last start at Canterbury, he was placed at Hawkesbury after that, I must say. Then at Canterbury, his run was fair, but he's dropping back from grade a little bit here, so main danger. Then you've got Benfica Made. She's been a bit green in her career run. She's been well supported in the past couple too, so she could be the improver there. And number three, Auburn Boy, he's probably just got to lift a bit, placed at his past two starts. Did hold on well beyond collectively here last start. So in the first 4, 5, 6, and 3.
All right, we go to race two, a maiden 1,200. Now one, Colonel Panaga, 31. Two, Freedom Rock, 18. Three, Of All the Luck, 71. Four, Say Goodbye, 31. Five, Centress, 260. Six, Georgia Hit, 13. Seven, Luck Now Lady, 5.50. Eight out. Nine, Speed and Style, $1.90. So it's the favourite. The nine, Speed and Style, $1.90. Gwenda Markwell, she's flying at the moment, her stable.
It is, it is. I've gone 5, 9, 7, and 6. I went against the favourite. Everyone went Centress. She only had the three career runs for Godolphin, and she's been placed in those three runs. She isn't any brilliant, but gee, she's been not far from the money, and I think she'll give this favourite a fair run for her money. Gee, I don't know what to think about it. She's had, I think, she's been out of the place once, but she's gone up to win a few times. I know you just keep thinking today's the day with Speed and Style, and just finds one to beat. But I suppose it's going to be hard to beat again here today, but I don't want to take the red odds there. Martin Union was first starter for the Lucknow Lady. She debuts here and she did win a recent trial. And looked okay in that trial too. And of the others, I thought I'd show in number six, Georgia Hit. Another one's had 13 starts. still a maiden. A couple of nice placings there, including its last start placing behind a very smart Outback Diva. She can reproduce that run. She's a player here. So for me, I've gone 5, 9, 7, 6.
All right, we go to the third two-year-old, one Blue Tattoo, $11. Number two, Dream Circle, $5.50. Three Echo Lad, $10.04. Matoataki is $4.60. Five, Rocketing to Win, $5. 6 out, 7 Night Fever, 10. 8 out, 9 Switch to $7.50. 10 Vignette is, or Vinaigrette rather, $4.80. And 11 Queen of Tuffy, Capri of Tuffy. I'll be glad when I get these new glasses, $8. Favorite, $4.64, Matoataki.
I was a bit confused here with a few of these. So a lot of first starters. I've ended up going 4, 7, 5, and 2. Matoataki, I think I've put it on top here. No idea what it means, do you?
No, I'll try and find out.
Mate, I Googled it. There was a chief of the Sioux clan. It was called Matoataki Charging Bear.
There you go.
And he challenged Sitting Bull. So that's got anything to do with that. Looking at the breeding, I can't find anything to do with that, but... his last trial, he wasn't pressured. He box-seated, but he did win two trials before that at both Kembla and at Ramwood. So I think he might be a bit smart. He's got natural speed from Bjorn Baker Camp. Got some collar spin on him every trial, so he rides him again here today. So I've got him on top. I thought number seven, Night Fever. Brad Widdup's got a couple here, and I thought Night Fever's last. She looks a natural runner here by All Too Hard. She's been placed second and a win in her trials. With there's number five, Rocketing to Win from the Snowden camp. It was well supported last start at Newcastle. It was only getting warmed up late in that 900-metre race, so with that run under its belt and a touch longer trip, might be competitive from a good draw. The other one I threw in was number two, Dream Circle from the David Payne camp. It's only had the one run. We only beat one home there on the Kensington track, but I tell you, it was a very, very good two-year-old maiden there, a horse called Splintex. The Martin Union camp just run them off their legs. It was very green and, might be an approver with that run. So for me, 4, 7, 5, and 2.
Now the fourth, 1 out, 2 Quick Finance, 4.40, 3 Counterfeited, 4.40, 4 Miss Louisiana, 3.10, 5 Muse, 19, 6 Exterminate, 11, 7 Valley of Light, 4.20, 8 High Potential, 11, 9 Talladega Night, 19, Favourite, 3.10, 4 Miss Louisiana.
Yeah, she's short, I suppose. I've gone 4, 2, 3, and 7. I thought number 4, Miss Louisiana. Blinkers go back on again today. Her run's recently been okay. She is dropping back in grade from a benchmark 64 there at Newcastle back to a class 1 here. And she held the ground all right there too. Before that, she had very good placings at Newcastle and Goulburn. So Blinkers going back on for the Friedman clan. I think it's going to be very, very hard to beat. Of the others, number 2, Quick Finance, Kevin Moses horse. Now, he's got blinkers on for the first time today and a tongue tie. His last start, he ran last there at Warwick Farm. But he's another horse dropping back from benchmark races back to a class 1 and back to provincial grade from barrier 1. I reckon he's a bit of a dark horse in the race. Of the others, number 3, Counterfeited, finally won its first race here last start after 10 attempts. And it was a good win there too, so now it's had a bit of a win. It might just help it. And the other one I threw in was number 7, Valley of Light, one of the two... Robbie and Luke Price horses in the race. It was a good second at Wagga last start. Tried quite hard there. So for me, 4, 2, 3, 7.
Race 5, a maiden over 1,600. Now here, 1 and 2 are out. Number 3, De Valera, 3.20. 4, Dismayed, $12. 5, Provocative Man, $5.50. 6, Aravena, 9. 7, Creep, 21. 7, From the Gong, 26. Number 8, Pinnacle, $12. 9, Crown Affair, 19. And 11, Foxford, $2.40. Favourite, 11, Foxford, $2.40.
That would have been probably the two favourites, the two top weights to come out there, too. Mixed it up a bit. I've gone 11, 3, 5, and 6. I've gone with Foxborough. She's only a two-year-old. Really looked okay at the races, too. I think she'd been learning with every run. 2 runs ago, she was second in the Fernhill. So, that was a listed race. Then she went to Wyong the other day, and she didn't have the greatest deal of luck. She was wide. She attacked the line okay, so I think she's on the improve. I thought of the others were going for number 3 as I turn the page here. Dee Valera from the O'Shea camp. On debut, he ran a terrific second here at Kemba Grange, and you think that was behind the Smart Wolf. You thought he would have gone on from there. He's beaten at Canterbury's next run. He's spelled. He come back, trialled well. He's 2 runs this time in. I just feel he's been a little bit one pace. He's jumped awkward on a couple of occasions. He was placed at Newcastle, then beaten. He jumped awkward and just looked a bit awkward in the run the other day. in that same race that Eskley was in. So goes to 1,600 metres here today. He might show up. And the other one, what is the others I've thrown in? Number 5, Provocative Man. Beaten favourite, odds on favourite down at the Wagga Carnival. Runs before that were very, very good from the Pfeiffer camp. He lacks a bit of tactical speed. Well, that's up until now, but getting to the mile, he might just show up. And the Chris Waller filly, Aravina, has only been to the races once. She was in the market. Actually, she was a little bit easy in the market there at Newcastle, running third. It was a nice debut. She held her ground all right. She got an awful draw, though, that she might improve with that debut run. 11, 3, 5, and 6.
All right, race 6 now. 1 Unguarded, 320. 2 Buffy, $5. 3 Loved One, 350. 4 Alert by C34. 5 La Parva, 11. 6 Judy in Disguise, 12. 7 Highland Omi is $10. 8 Light Charge, 21. 9 Cathair, 13. And 10 Press Review, 11. Favourite 320, 1 Unguarded.
Looks a win here. I've got 1, 2, 3, and 5 from the Team Friedman camp. She ran third last start at Beyond Chirira there at Randwick. And she ran home well from the tail of the field. The ones up the front, they run the placings, pretty well the placings, except for her. Runs before that were okay. They're on wet tracks, actually. So she gets here today with young Williams' claim. She'll probably just get back a touch. We'll need a touch of luck, but she's well placed here on her best form. So luck in running, I think she's one to beat. Expect an improved run for number 2, Buffy, today. That's first up run here was okay at Kembla Grange after trialling okay. Gary Patelli's taken it back to the trials. Robbie Dolan rides it today and was given just a quiet trial. Wasn't really let off the bit, and I didn't mind its trial. So I think second up here today, it has one second up before. I think it'll be a big improver. Loved One, favourite. So good last start winner at Newcastle. Always shown a bit this filly from the O'Shea camp. She might easily win the race. She does go well. And I thought number 5, La Parva, at a bit of odds, a good Olsen filly here. Been a bit disappointing, formerly from the Victorian yard. Runs up here have been okay and been in the market. So I just think she might be the value in the race if she just clicks and improves. 1, 2, 3, and 5.
All right, we go to the final event now. Race 7, 1 is out. Number 2, Travancore, 550. 3, Lancaster Bomber, 4. 4, Battle Cry, 340. 5, Flash Fibian, $5. 6, Arrows Destiny, 26. 7 out. 8, Bobby O, $9. 9, Monsieur Macron is 17. 10 out. 11, Uh-Oh is 550. 12, Old Man's Angel, 61. The favourite, 340. Number 4, Battle Cry.
Looks hard to beat, I think, Martin, of course. I've gone that way, 4, 2, 3, and 8. Battle Cry resumes from a spell here today. He's had two trials with Tim Clark in the saddle, who rides today. Got an awkward draw, but geez, trials were good. In the last preparation, he did show a bit of ability. So I think he's going to be very, very hard to beat today. Awkward draw, but luck in running, hard to beat. I thought Travancore might have been the class horse here. He's resuming from a spell here today too, given a very, very quiet trial. Nice enough trial, I thought. Never won first up, but he's had some nice placings. And he went around the race about the Golden Cup and a good city class races last prep. So here's the class horse here. What's the market from the Claire Cunningham camp? I've gone also number 3, Lancaster Bomber. He was only warming up late there at Canterbury first up from the break. He did trial nicely before that. So I've got to throw him in. And the other one I've thrown in is number 8, Bobby O. Disappointing first up, trialled beautifully before going to Newcastle there. Did have a good fair form last preparation, so just watch this horse doesn't improve here today from the John Thompson camp. So 4, 2, 3 and 8 for me in the last.
All right, any good things here today?
I think she's very well placed, the Friedman, Team Friedman horse, Unguarded, race 6, number 1. Need some quaddy numbers, mate?
2 right, thanks, Wayne.
Okay, first we kick off in race 4 with numbers 4 and 2. Race 5, we've gone 11, 3, 5, and 6. Race 6, 1, 2, and 3. And race 7, 4, 2, and 3. I think it comes to about $74. I don't think we'll be too far away.
All right, good on you. Mark, have a terrific day. Mark, what a thing. Good on you there, Wayne. Have a terrific day today at Kembla Grange. Look forward to it.
Yeah, good on you, Fred.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Wayne Harris. It's 27 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp support the National Jockeys Trust Appeal this Saturday. The special initiative allows punters and racing fans to donate to the appeal to assist jockeys through injuries and hard times. Watch out for collectors at race meetings or go to njt.com.au.
Breeding prospects like never before at the Magic Millions National Broodmare Sale, May 28 to 31 on the Gold Coast. The biggest and best lineup of race fillies, broodmares and stallion prospects in the Southern Hemisphere with over 1,100 lots. Graduates of the sale include the dams of recent stars Wink, Sant and Elaine, Trapeze Artist and Angel of Truth. This year's sale includes over 200 black type fillies and mares, ranging from 2-year-old stakes performers to Group 1 producers. For more information and to view the catalogue, visit magicmillions.com.au.
And now for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
The very best of U.S. racing 7 days a week.
Looking at Lee, can't catch, always dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Attention ladies, Dynamics Syndications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott proudly offer this ladies-only ownership syndicate. Bred to be early and quick, we have a superb cult to aim at the rich Magic Millions women's bonus. By exceeding Excel, the speed machine is the world's best two-year-old sire. From Everidge, she was a two-year-old stakes winner and won 3 races at 2. At only $8,750 a share, sorry lads, this is just for the ladies. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
If I told you you could be part of a champion pedigree racehorse trained by Robert Heathcote or Chris Muntz, if I told you Schnitzel and Written Tycoon were the size, if I told you you could be part of Magic Millions Day on track owner side hand, you only needed $176 and $15 per month, would you stop dreaming and do it? Life's better with a racehorse. Be part of it with My Runners at mirunners.com.
Sky Sports Radio and Racing New South Wales would like to congratulate all the recipients in this year's Australian Racing Hall of Fame.
Foxy's well clear, Winks. Today we farewell an Australian icon, the greatest of all time.
Current leading Sydney jockey Hugh Bowman has been inducted, along with Brent Thompson, as well as recently retired trainer John Maher, while former Victorian racing steward Pat Lawler was included as an associate.
In the horses category, Vo Road, So You Think, Bal Marino and Hallmark were inducted.
All achievements have been outstanding and we thank all inductees for playing such an important role in Australian thoroughbred racing.
Meet Tom. Tom owns a building company. Business is good, but he doesn't have the budget or the time for remedial management. Then, Tom found Cat Checkpoint, a remedial management system for builders and their subcontractors. With Cat Checkpoint, Tom's team can easily do inspections with minimal or no typing, monitor progress from the comfort of their desks, eliminate dots and endless lists, view subcontractor performance stats, and more, all for an affordable price.
Visit catcloud.biz for details.
Join Shelley Hancock to race the rising 3-year-old filly by Hussan to be trained by Scott Singleton at Hawkesbury. Hussan, 64% winners to runners, 15 stakes winners, including Lucky Hustler, Frolic and Russin. The Dam, Blue Garter by Sniff and Son, won 3. This is the second foal. Your 5% share, only $1,500, 180 a month covers cost, 2.5% shares available. Bob's qualified, free replacement offer. For a PDS, call Shelley on 03-5274-9171 or see the website hancox.com.au. AFSL 227365.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be associated with Harness Racing New South Wales in presenting the lucrative and exciting Breeders' Challenge Series.
A wall of horses, comedy chick, I think just.
It all begins Wednesday night at Bathurst with the 2-year-old set to do battle.
Life's a jungle, crabs are split their home.
Catch all the Breeders' Challenge action on Sky Sports Radio.
Hey, it's 29-11, and let's update the latest news and sport now with John O'Farr.
Thank you, Cozzy. Melbourne Victory coach Kevin Muscat has announced he'll be leaving the club at the end of the year. Muscat was the first captain back in 2006 and believes now is the best time to walk away as coach. His last game in charge will be their Asian Champions League clash against Sanfrecce Hiroshima on Wednesday. Former Bombers and Saints great Brendan Goddard has slammed the sledge from West Coast players Nathan Vardy to Melbourne Demons player Max Gawn after he was hitting the goal square in their clash on the weekend. And rugby league commentator Phil Gould believes Cooper Cronk will become an immortal of the game following the announcement of his retirement from the game yesterday. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.